KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have fog and 63 degrees in Atlantic. Visibility is still 1/10 of a mile. We look for a dense fog advisory to continue for Cass and other area counties through about 9 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning and then again this afternoon, a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news this hour, Iowa Congresswoman Cindy Axne says more needs to be done to help Missouri River flooding victims beyond what's included in the recently approved federal disaster aid package.
We were able, of course, to get the disaster package through. However, it's going to take a little bit of time for that money to get out to the communities. And so people are struggling with, you know, figuring out continually where they're going to live, how they're going to go after the funding that they still need. There's still discrepancies with that.
Axne was in Sydney this week to meet with flood victims from Fremont and Mills counties. Axne says there is a lack of communication among the agencies responding to the disaster.
So unfortunately, at a local level, what we try and do is pick up those pieces and develop some type of cohesiveness for the folks who have been affected by the disaster, because it's really difficult for them to figure out where they need to go to get the funding that they need.
Axne, along with the governor and Iowa's two U.S. senators, are pressuring the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to change its Missouri River management practices so flood control is the top priority.
They're working off of old processes where they don't notify people of imminent danger as early as they could. We need to revise their mapping. They're working off mapping that's from, you know, from the 90s. And so they're not looking at the environmental issues that we're facing today that are different.
Officials in two southwest Iowa counties this week asked state officials to start the paperwork for federal buyouts of flood-damaged homes that would be demolished. Mills County officials have identified up to 150 properties, primarily in rural areas, for potential clearing after federal buyouts. Between 50 and 60 properties in Fremont County, mostly in Hamburg, were identified as potential candidates for a federal buyout as well. In October, sentencing is scheduled for a Shelby County man who authorities say was driving drunk when he crossed a highway centerline in North Omaha and rammed into a sports car, fatally injuring two other Iowa men. Douglas County, Nebraska District Court records say 29-year-old Tony Kenkel of Erling entered written pleas of no contest Monday to two counts of manslaughter. Prosecutors dropped two related counts in exchange. Kenkel's sentencing is set for October 7th. Police say the collision occurred October 13th on Nebraska Highway 36 near Glen Cunningham Lake when Kenkel's eastbound pickup crossed the center line and struck the oncoming car. Authorities say 21-year-old Joseph Daniels and 21-year-old Thomas Grease were fatally injured. They lived in Council Bluffs. Police in Creston report 18-year-old Jeremiah Whitney of Creston was arrested last night. Whitney was taken into custody at his home on a Union County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. He later posted a $300 bond and was released. The Creston Police Department yesterday said there were two separate arrests that occurred on Tuesday. A little after 5 p.m., 54-year-old Craig Allen Hauser of Creston was arrested for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. His bond was set at $2,000. At around 1:20 p.m. Tuesday, 53-year-old Andrea K. Pace of Creston was arrested at a residence in the 400 block of South Elm Street on a simple assault charge. Pace was released from custody on a promise to appear in court. And at around 9 a.m. Tuesday, a man residing in the 400 block of North Division Street in Creston reported to police that sometime overnight Monday into Tuesday, someone entered his car, which was parked outside of his residence. A pair of safety glasses and a backpack were reported to have been stolen. The loss was estimated at $450. The Page County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following a collision in a road construction zone on Tuesday. The accident happened at around 5:25 p.m. on Highway 48 between C Avenue and the Essex city limits. Authorities say 75-year-old Barbara Jean Phelps of Essex was driving a 1999 Honda CRV. She was stopped and waiting to enter the construction zone south of Essex with a flag person nearby holding a stop sign. 69-year-old Vicky Louise Traurnicht of Essex was driving a 2000 Toyota Echo and approaching the construction zone from the south. Traurnicht failed to stop for the sign and rear-ended Phelps' vehicle, causing disabling damage through Traurnicht's vehicle. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,700. There were no citations issued as of last report. Police in Red Oak are investigating a non-injury hit-and-run incident that took place at around 11:15 a.m. on Wednesday. Officers were called to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital's parking lot for a report a vehicle struck a parked vehicle in the southwest lot. A witness told officers he saw a maroon 2014 or 15 model Ford four-door F-150 pickup backing out of a parking stall. The pickup had a 2001 Chevy Silverado K2500 pickup, causing about $1,600 or minor damage. The suspect vehicle then drove off. The struck vehicle was registered to a man from Shenandoah. The Harlan Police Department said yesterday one person was injured during an accident that occurred last Saturday. Police say a 2019 Harley-Davidson motorcycle operated by Jonathan Moreland of Bellevue, Nebraska, was traveling east on Cyclone Avenue in Harlan when Moreland made an emergency braking maneuver and lost control. The cycle fell onto its left side and skidded down Cyclone Avenue. Moreland slid with the cycle and stopped on the grass at the intersection with 19th Street. Moreland then transported himself to the hospital for treatment. A separate accident June 15th caused damage to five vehicles, but no one was hurt. The Harlan Police Department says Nicholas Anderson of Harlan was driving a van eastbound on Cyclone Avenue when he fell asleep at the wheel. The van drifted off the road at about 1220 Cyclone Avenue and damaged a few trees before continuing through the front yard, a cedar fence, and into the driveway at 1214 Cyclone Avenue. In the driveway, the van hit a 2013 Subaru Crosstrek owned by Bennett Flaherty of Des Moines and the side of a 2014 Ford F-150 registered to Jane Smith of Harlan. The pickup was pushed into a 2015 Chevy Silverado pickup registered to Matthew Fadenhauer of Chiron and then into the yard. When the Chevy spun, it made contact with a 2015 Nissan Altima, also owned by Jane Smith of Harlan. Police took photos of the scene and notified the respective property owners. The Harlan Police Department said yesterday there were several arrests made between May 22nd and on June the 16th. Most recently, 28-year-old Roger Wayne McIntosh Jr. of Portsmouth was arrested Sunday for OWI speeding and failure to display license plates. Last Saturday, 30-year-old Jonathan Paul of Harlan was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while suspended, failure to display a safety flag, and a motorcycle or moped violation. And on June the 10th, 58-year-old Bradley Allen Lewis of Harlan was arrested on an active warrant. The previous day, 33-year-old Timothy Kerr of Manila was arrested for carrying weapons, possession of paraphernalia, and improper registration lamp. And on June 7th, Tammy Jean Carter of Harlan was arrested for prohibited acts penalties, possession of a controlled substance, possession of paraphernalia, no seatbelt, no proof of insurance, and failure to display license plates. You can read the other three arrests under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, and those for May as well in Harlan. Officials of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were numerous arrests that took place over the past couple of weeks, and we'll run down the most recent ones for you. This past Tuesday, deputies arrested 42-year-old Ryan Nicholas Schwery of Harlan after a search warrant was executed at his place of residence. Schwery was charged with a controlled substance violation, delivery of methamphetamine, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, prohibited acts, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and held on a $10,300 cash or surety bond. Last Sunday, Crawford County authorities arrested 30-year-old Jonathan Wayne Sparks of Woodbine as a result of a traffic incident. Sparks was turned over to Shelby County deputies and transported to the jail in Harlan on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. And last Saturday, a Shelby County deputy arrested 29-year-old Angela Williams of Manila on a violation of a no-contact order. Williams was released under her own recognizance after appearing before the magistrate and given a future court date. And again, you can read about the other arrests in Shelby County in that report under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.